You're listening to a High Voltage Radio Network podcast. Find more at highvoltageradio.com.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Down with the kids!
Yo, you know what it's about, so let's tell them why you're mad.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I'm mad!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now for something completely different.
It's time for a royal rant presented by the Kings of Sport.
And the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions. Their first title in 40 years. And how sweet it must be for those crazy loyal Bay Area fans. It's over! It's over! Cleveland is a city of champions once again! The Cavaliers are NBA champions!
Cleveland! This is for you!
How are you viewing this move from Durant?
Well, I'm viewing it as the weakest move I've ever seen from a superstar. Plain and simple, that's just how I look at it. You are the difference. You are the superstar. And you depart for the team that beat you?
And now it's time for your 2017 NBA Finals Preview, powered by the Kings of Sport.
That is right, people. It is time. It is finally time. The long national nightmare is over. The wait is over. This is the Kings of Sport NBA Finals Preview. Of course, I'm your host, the Godfather Nate Milton, joined by my partner in crime, if you will, the Draymond to my Steph, the Kevin Love.
Wait, the Draymond to my Steph. Who's Draymond at scenario then?
I think you're Draymond, even though you're light skinned, so you would think you would be Steph.
You would think so. I don't like the kid balls, so.
So you want to be KD?
I'll be Clay.
Or Clay?
Yeah, I'll be Clay.
All
right. I'm a shooter.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear him, you know him, you love him. Give it up for Marcus. I told Kathy not to take that picture of Vanderberg. Mm. How you doing this week, brother?
So, nooses and racial images of Obama's cool, but never mind. I won't go there.
I mean, I think we should
two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, well, we should address this off the top, Marcus. Some serious news, because I heard a report. You know, it's something that's, I guess, been going on in L.A. You know, we heard LeBron. One of his houses out there got vandalized with somebody spray painted the N-word on his gate. Is it true that somebody came by the Vanderberg compound last night and spray painted Kafifi on your front door?
I cannot confirm or deny that yet.
what a world we live in, Marcus.
I should have stayed in Canada, guys. Why did I come back here? We won't dive into the whole Toronto trip on this podcast, but real quick, the people up there are so nice, and this was the consensus across the group was, and even at one point, if you watch The Wire, and someone made everyone's so friendly, and I was like, yeah, people are too fucking friendly up here. Nate, they're so nice that cabs were stopping for us just out of the blue. A group of seven black men just standing on the corner.
I was going to say, that is just crazy, because if you go, you know, a couple hundred miles to the south and end up in New York, what's the likelihood of that happening?
Oh, see, even if you're trying to flag a cab, they won't stop for you.
If they do, he's going to shout out, no Brooklyn.
Yeah, no Brooklyn, no Uptown. Come on, really? It was to the point it was almost like, all right, listen, we don't need a cab. We're good. Keep driving. White people's like gave us directions on the street. Like they thought we sort of paused. We were trying to figure out what to do. They're like, oh, are you guys lost? Do you need something to do? Like they just tell we were a group. People were just super nice, super friendly. I love you, Canada.
it's a good place. It's a good place. It's a nice place to visit. It's a nice place to live for a short amount of time.
Yeah, well, there was that too. Yeah. By the way, Wei Ting says hello.
Oh, did you meet up with Wei?
I saw Wei. We had coffee. We chatted. We had a good talk.
Tim Hortons.
No, we went to Aroma.
Oh.
I got tea. Yeah. I did not see John, but I saw Wei.
So. I mean, John, knowing Pollock, he probably was working.
No, we went upstairs, and John was already gone for the day, so. Yeah, so it was a good trip.
Cool. Yeah, we will. Did you have a burger? Is that something we might be able to talk about next time?
Yeah, next week. I had two burgers, I believe.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Two burgers.
Okay. Was one of them Harvey's?
One was not Harvey's, no. Was not Harvey's.
I was hoping for that Great American review.
A slow build for Harvey's. I've been to Toronto like six times now, zero Harvey trips. So.
The next time.
Next time.
You have to go to one of those combo Harvey / Tim Hortons, get the full experience. But we're not here to talk about Canada, as nice a country as it is. We are here to talk about the National Basketball Association. We're here to talk about the third act, Marcus, if you will, the threequel, the three match. This is what this long playoff road has brought us to. The Cavs and the Warriors meet for the third time in the third consecutive year for the NBA championship, Marcus. Before we get into any of the discussion and predictions and all that stuff, are you excited that we finally made it?
I am. I'm excited it's almost done. It's a long season. People talk about baseball's a long season. NBA goes from basically end of October until mid-June.
Yeah.
That's a long time. So I'm excited the finals are here, but I'm also excited that the season's almost done with.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. It's you know, the season's wrapping up, but hopefully we'll get a good series to close out the season. And it's kind of fitting that I am on vacation this week. Full disclosure, we're recording a few hours before tip-off tonight because my vacation kind of coincides with the start of one of the unofficial or maybe official, depending on what calendars you get, African-American holidays in America, and that is the NBA Finals. So, Mazel Tov, L'chaim. I don't know why I'm throwing out all these Hebrew words for the Black people's holiday, but this is one of the most Black sporting events ever, and as witness to that, we had MC Hammer show up on First Take this morning, Marcus.
How was he dressed? How does Hammer dress in 2017?
Come on, you know how Hammer
still
dresses.
Still
he's still, you know, like you would think, and this is no shade on MC Hammer, you know, because
not at all.
But you would think like Hammer might come out, you know, in a suit, maybe you know, just a nice dress shirt or something. Hammer's still rocking like the puffy coats, the puffy jackets, the skull cap, the shades.
Oh, Hammer!
Hammer's still Oakland.
Not even like Warriors gear?
I mean, yeah, it was Warriors gear, okay. But it was Hammer
Warriors-inspired
Hammer gear. Right. Yeah. He put his spin on it. And the professor hit me up with, like, what one of the greatest tweets, and in we got, like, a Facebook discussion thread for the Brotherhood, which was a group, or I guess still is, a group of black and Latino wrestling fans that kind of formed under the Live Audio Wrestling banner. And he was like, Hammer's on First Take. I guess they put him in the mix. I'm like, you know what? I'll allow that. I think this is going to be a fun series, Marcus. And to commemorate this series, I decided to bring back one of our tried and true devices here, one of our tried and true segments, and that is I Got Five on It. And so for people that don't know what this is, if you're new to the program, I Got Five on It is where I pose five questions to Brother Marcus Vandenberg, and he gives his answer, I give my take, we keep it going. And on that fifth question, there's always a curveball, so keep your eye out for the curveball. But Brother Marcus, yes. Are you ready for an NBA Finals edition of I Got Five on It?
I'm ready.
All right. Question one, I figure we might as well start it where everybody's starting the questioning this week. Marcus Vandenberg, in this series which pits the Cleveland Cavaliers against the Golden State Warriors, who you got, the Cavs or the Doves? Or the Dubs? I don't know why I made them a bird all of a sudden. The Cavs or the Doves?
Do they cry?
They might cry after after Prince James reigns.
Oh, wow.
And see, if Cleveland wore purple jerseys, I would have been able to tie that in completely. But I had to stretch a little bit. But Cavs and the Warriors, who you got, and in how many games?
I'm taking the Warriors, and I'm going to say five games.
Gentlemen sweep.
LeBron is amazing. We all know that, but when these four guys have been healthy and on the court for the Warriors, they have pretty much been unbeatable. So, they are... Give me the Warriors in five.
Okay, Warriors in five for Marcus. I'm with you on the Warriors as much as, like, I would love to see the Cavs repeat just because I think that's the more interesting story. If, you know, from our perspective, you know, you being a journalist and me broadcasting, I think if the Warriors lose, there's more to talk about than if the Cavs lose. So just from that standpoint, I'd like to see the Warriors take the L on this one, but I don't think they're going to. They're the better team. You know, they were probably the better team last year, and now you've added one of the top five players in the game to this squad. I think it's going to be a fun series, but I don't think it's going to be a long series. I'm leaning towards going with that gentleman sweep that you're on, but just out of respect and deference to LeBron James, we'll put some respect on his name and say Warriors in six.
All right. So both of the Warriors. Okay.
Yeah. Like my heart wants Cleveland to win, but I think it's going to be a sad series for Hat Club Andy, but then again, like to everybody in Cleveland, like
that, yeah,
you got one.
They've been spoiled. They're good.
Come on, you got one. The Indians were good last year. Come on, what more do you want? You got Brock Osweiler.
You got Stipe Miocic. They're good. It's title town.
Yeah, you got the Miz,
and you got the Browns.
Things are looking up. All right, let's go to question number two, Marcus. At the conclusion of this series, who will be the real MVP of this finals? Will it be Steph? Will it be KD? LeBron? Kyrie? Maybe somebody else? Who do you think will win finals MVP?
Give me Durant. I think this is going to be his, I don't want to say coming out party because people already know he's pretty damn good, but I think he's out to prove a point, and I can't see him letting a second opportunity to win a title sort of go through his hands here. So he's been, and so far in the postseason, he's been pretty damn good. He's shooting 55% from the field,
yeah,
which is very good. So I think Durant is going to step it up and really lead the Warriors. I think, you know, Steph will be Steph and Klay will be Klay. But
Which Steph will we see, though? Will we see, you know, because
Steph, that's a good point,
has had some shaky finals performances. And granted, last year he was hurt. But even the year before that, he wasn't the best.
Yeah, he finals time, he does not really play his best for whatever reason. I'm not sure why that is. He's been pretty consistent this year in the playoffs. He's also shooting over 50%, which is crazy to think. You have your two best players who are shooting over 50% in the playoffs. That's ridiculous. I don't think we'll see like 40 points a night stuff in the finals, but I don't think we'll have any games where he's scoring like 10.
No. So you going KD for the MVP? I'd be inclined to agree, just because I think the biggest difference between this series and last year is when the Cavs were able to bottle up Steph and Klay, the Warriors were kicking out to Harrison Barnes. And this is no shade on Harrison Barnes, even though I guess it kind of is. Draymond Green or Kevin Durant is no Harrison Barnes. Like, Kevin Durant will show up. Kevin Durant will hit the shots. Kevin Durant will be able to create. So I think that's a good choice for MVP, but I kind of spoiled my own choice for MVP with that little flub I just had, because I think the MVP is going to be Mr. Kickball himself, Draymond Green, Marcus.
Really?
And I'll tell you why, because I think what's going to win this series for the Warriors, it's not going to be their offense, it's going to be their defense. And as much as I respect Kevin Durant's game, he's not, you know, he's okay on defense, but he's not the guy that's going to be able to lock down LeBron James. I think Draymond Green, we're going to see him on LeBron more often than not. And I think that defense combined with his outside shooting, which has gotten better since Steve Kerr has been out, and Mike Brown's like the substitute teacher or the stepdaddy.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he lets the kids do what they want to do, and Draymond Green obviously wants to shoot more three-pointers, and surprisingly, he's making them. So I think his added offense combined with him locking down LeBron – well, not locking down LeBron, but harassing LeBron.
Yeah.
I think that'll that makes Draymond my MVP if the Warriors do indeed win.
Okay.
And I just want to see the post-game interview with Draymond Green as the league's finals MVP, like the amount of slander and shade and pettiness that will come out of that brother's mouth. It's unbelievable. So let's go to question number three, Marcus. And this one is a bit more kind of out there in the ether. You know, it's a little bit more... I want to say esoteric, but I don't think that word fits here, but I'll go ahead and say it anyway. It's a bit more esoteric, Marcus Vandenberg. Would you rather have a good NBA season and a good opening round of the playoffs and a terrible finals, or would you rather have what we have now, which is a regular season that feels a little bit diminished, a little bit formulaic, but a potentially great finals?
I guess the second option.
So you want what we've already got?
Yeah.
Where the season feels, and that's been like the big talk this week, the competitive balance and this and that. So you'd rather have what we have now and end up with a great finals, but the journey might not be as good as the destination?
Yeah, I mean, the journey, it is what it is. The tired cliche that is.
You're a writer, Marcus Vandenberg.
I know. You can find little stuff along the journey to make it compelling, but if the journey is great and then the finals are dud, then then what's the big deal? But I have a feeling the finals could be a dud.
We get the worst of both worlds.
I think so. I mean, if the Warriors, you know, steamroll the Cavs.
Yeah.
Is that really fun? I mean, I guess for the LeBron haters, it would be fun to watch him lose
like
that.
For Hammer, it'd be fun.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll be as competitive as last finals, for sure. But I still think anytime the Warriors play, especially on this stage, it's fun to watch. Just a fun team.
Yeah.
But in terms of like a, you know, game seven type situation, I don't see that happening.
That's what makes this question interesting for me, because I'd like to think that I agree with you. Like, I'd rather have the finals be the best thing of the season. But I don't know. Like, I might like it better if there were more teams kind of in the mix during the regular season and the opening rounds of the playoffs, and mm-hmm. we had more upsets, and it was a bit more competitive. I might enjoy that more, even if we get a terrible finals. Like, I'm trying to think, what was that? Like, that Lakers-Sixers final from back in the day.
0-1?
Like, yeah. Like, if we get a great regular season and every finals ends up being the exact carbon copy of that Lakers-Sixers series.
Right. At least that one had.
I might be okay with that.
At least that one had game one during the Philly with Iverson taking over. I mean, you did go about Lakers-Magic, Lakers-Nets. Like, some of those finals were just, bad.
And there was a, what was that, Rockets-Magic wasn't good?
That's way back, right?
Yeah, that was Nick Anderson?
Well, that at least had game one. That was the Nick Anderson game. The free throw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I think I'd like it more, Marcus, now that we're talking through it. I think I'd like it more if everybody kind of had a shot in the regular season, and then we just had, like, duds in the finals, like Minnesota is your NBA champion. Congratulations, Ricky Rubio. Yeah, I'm going to go the other way on that. Next question, Marcus. Getting back to this finals, regardless of what happens, whether the Cavs win and repeat or the Warriors bounce back and reclaim their throne, would you want to see this a fourth time? And I guess a follow-up question to that, is this the best rivalry the NBA's had in a while?
I would say probably best since Lakers-Celtics Part 2.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Do you think this has been better than Lakers-Celtics from 2008 through 10 or whatever it was?
Not yet, because obviously that series had history between the two organizations on its side. But I tell you what, Marcus, if this goes again, if we run it back next year and get Cavs-Warriors again, I think it's not the Lakers-Celtics sequel off of that spot.
Yeah, I think this has the better talent when you're talking about LeBron and Steph and KD.
Yeah.
And I think you have to look at it that way. Look at it like this is the first time we're getting KD on the Warriors against LeBron. So in that sense, it's fresh and new. So maybe I wouldn't mind a fourth year because it would be the second time with Durant and LeBron.
Yeah, because then the question would be, what in the hell would Cleveland have to do to get themselves to put themselves over the hump? Like, something more than Kyle Korver. What could they do to combat KD?
Realistically? Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they're not getting a Paul George or Jimmy Butler type guy.
Can they even fit a player like that under the cap?
No, they can't.
So you're talking a guy like a Kyle Korver?
Yeah, because, I mean, between Thompson's contract and LeBron and those guys, Kyrie, Love, like they can't they can't fit a fifth guy like that. So I think Tristan Thompson's a fine player, but looking back, if you're going to spend that kind of money, why not go out and get that fourth wheel that the Warriors sort of have? I don't think Thompson will ever be at the level of a Draymond Green or Klay Thompson in terms of being a impact for a team.
No,
but he's getting paid like he's a top two guy on a team, but he's really just a role player.
Like he's a bigger version of Rodman, and Rodman worked because you had Jordan and Pippen, and Tony Kukoc in later years. Whereas with Tristan, I love the way he plays, the way he gets the boards and gets his team extra opportunities offensively, mm-hmm. but I don't know. Like, I don't know how far you can go with Tristan and also Kevin Love. Like, I think Kevin Love, good player, obviously. But I don't know. Like, he's always kind of felt like the odd man out with this mix, with Cleveland. Like, he's not the guy that's going to go up there and get you, you know, 10, 15 boards a night anymore. He's if his three-point shot's not on, like, he's actually a liability.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you mentioned rebounds. Dude hasn't averaged 10 boards in a season so far. That seems like something pretty easy to accomplish. Not that rebounds are everything, but at the same time, if you're getting paid all this money and rebounds are your thing, then you should be able to get
10. You literally have one job, Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, because his shots per game have fallen way off. I mean, he's only shooting five shots a night during the regular season, and to his credit, he's really improved his shooting from the time he got into the league to now. But this dude has one job, pretty much, right? It's two, just defend and also rebound. But yeah, I think he's, you know, did you see that big lead story about him, about how the Cavs should trade LeBron and build around Tristan Thompson? I couldn't tell if it was sarcasm or not.
I'll say that was an April Fool's column, right?
No, it was a May I'm a troll column. And the author wrote it like he was, I think, actually serious.
But you should get suspended for 1 month for even printing that column.
I know.
Like, it's one thing to say trade LeBron and build around Kyrie. It's another thing to say build around Kevin Love, even though that's ridiculous at this mm-hmm. point, but to go all the way to Tristan Thompson,
all the way.
That's like, come on, man. Hashtag fake news.
Speaking of Tristan Thompson, I just saw this on my Facebook feed. Have you heard about this rumor about him and Khloe Kardashian?
They splitting up, or they getting married? She pregnant.
That's the rumor.
Oh, I guess he does know how to score, Marcus Vandenberg.
2 points for Tristan, or 1 point.
Hey, that's a good security deposit right there.
Yeah, wow.
Kid, get that Kardashian money.
Kardashian, Thompson, nice hyphenated last name.
Yeah, maybe if he's a rapper or she's a rapper, whatever the child ends up being, Uncle Kanye can hook him up with a deal. Uncle Yeezy.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Wow.
Yeah, that's a crazy family. Yeah, and like we haven't even touched on your boy / your girl, Caitlin.
Oh yeah.
Like that whole family. And what's the girl? Is it Kendall or Kylie, the one that's dating all the rappers?
Kendall, I think.
That's the one that was wearing the Wolfpack shirt, right?
Yeah, Kendall was the one wearing the Wolfpack shirt, and who also was dating Jordan Clarkson, I want to say.
Okay.
And Kylie is Pepsi.
That's the one that was used to be dating Tyga.
Yes.
Okay. And now she's got another rapper who I have no idea.
Travis Scott. Who he is.
Yeah, that guy. So yeah, that family. That somebody needs to do a 30 for 30 on like athletes and the Kardashians.
Oh, she's only 19. Oh, come on, Travis.
Yeah, which is kind of sad because your boy Tiger, he had to wait like years to, and then. Soon as she came off of that red shirt, she transferred.
Yeah.
So But now I want the 30 for 30, like Ezra Edelman. That needs to be his next project. Do a 30 for 30 on athletes and the Kardashians. What if I told you being rich and black? I don't know where I got hung up in the air on a joke. It's like, what if I told you? Ah, here you go. What if I told you having a fast 40 time wasn't the only way to keep up with the Kardashians? ESPN presents 30 for 30. You have Reggie Bush and who's the guy? Kim married for like a month.
Oh, Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries. James Harden being there.
Yeah.
Lamar.
I feel like we're missing someone.
See, Kim had Reggie Bush and Chris Humphries. And Chloe had Lamar.
And Harden.
And now Harden Thompson. And now Tristan.
Jesus.
It's an all-star game.
What about Courtney? She stayed away from the athletes, right?
Yeah, she's got like the white guy that like
Scott Disick. Yeah.
Yeah. And then who's the fat Kardashian? Rob,
yeah.
Like he's got his own issues. That whole family, man. I think the question was, did we want to see another
Warriors,
Warriors Cavs? I think I would, Marcus, but there's a part of me that like, man, I saw what Kawhi was doing in game one of the Western Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to see what the Spurs can do, particularly. Like, I don't think it's going to happen, but the rumors are out there, particularly if Chris Paul ends up going there. I want to see what that Spurs team could do.
Yeah, that, or even Kyle Lowry. Lowry's a free agent.
Even
if they had to settle for Lowry as their new point guard.
That's not a bad, because the thing with Lowry in Toronto is I feel he had to be the second best player.
Yeah.
But now in San Antonio, he could kind of shift. You know, one game he could be the second best player, next game he could be the third best player. Some nights, depending on who gets hot, he could even be the fourth best player and they could still be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want to see this again. Maybe that's it. Next year I want to see it for one last time and then give somebody else a chance.
This is like Randy Orton, John Cena.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of epic matchups, Marcus, that brings us to question number 5, the wild card question. And this week, there's been a lot of talk about LeBron as he approaches the rarefied air of finals legends and most notably being compared to one Michael Jeffrey Jordan. But Marcus, I've got a different question for you. And I think I've boxed you in here, being the Lakers homer that you are. If I give you either one of these players in their prime, who do you take to start your franchise? Is it LeBron James or Kobe Bean Bryant?
Oh, LeBron James.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I thought that purple and gold pride wasn't going to allow you to speak the truth.
Now, I thought you were going to say LeBron or Magic.
Well, how about LeBron or Magic? I know Irvin's your boy.
I'm going to say Magic because I think he was able to make his teammates better. And there are times with LeBron where I don't think that's always the case.
Hmm. Okay.
Granted, he's worked with a lot of shoddy teammates, but
I was gonna say to be fair though, like Magic,
hey,
over the span of his career, I'd say teammate for teammate, Magic had better teammates longer. Like LeBron had a super team in Miami for 4 years, and now he's had three seasons now, of Cleveland being a strong team. But those early Cleveland Cavaliers, like where he spent the bulk of his career, that those teams were shoddy.
Yeah, I mean, Magic had two Hall of Famers in Worthy and Kareem.
Yeah, and a Hall of Fame human being in AC Green.
Hall of Fame virgin. But he also had role players, you know, in a Byron Scott, Michael Cooper.
Yeah.
Michael Thompson. So it's... Yeah, we go Magic.
Okay. In terms of the original question, I'm definitely taking LeBron over Kobe. Like, I think Kobe is one of the greatest scorers in league history and one of the best two guards ever. But LeBron, you can make the argument if we're going position by position, LeBron, like, other than point guard and maybe two guard and maybe center. And I'm now invalidating my own argument as I think it out. But LeBron is really good at all five positions.
Yeah.
Whereas Kobe, like, Kobe's a great scorer. I don't know if I want Kobe running point if he has to.
I mean, he has. And
he just ended up passing it to himself.
He had a stretch there when he was. Listen, I think if Kobe wanted to lead the league in assists, he could have led the
could
league
have.
In assists. Yeah. He had moments where he was definitely trying to defer almost to a fault. And I don't know if he was trying to prove a point.
He had that one game though where he was trying to prove a point, right? That's we both went to the same game.
What game?
Wasn't it it was either a playoff game or one of the games towards the end of the season where they were saying Kobe was too selfish and this and that.
Oh yeah.
And Kobe made it a point to just pass.
Yeah. He wasn't consistent with his point guard aspirations, but I definitely think he, if he wanted to, he could have, but that's not why you draft a guy like Kobe.
The only thing I'll give Kobe over LeBron is Kobe had that killer in him.
Oh, in terms of like the last 2 minutes, if you had to build a team around, yeah, it'd be Kobe all day.
Yeah, because LeBron is a little bit too passive. And part of that is because he's much like Magic in that he wants to get everybody else involved. Mm-hmm. But if we're just talking last 2 minutes, it's Kobe all day. But if I'm starting a franchise with both guys in their prime, give me LeBron over Kobe. In terms of LeBron and Magic, that's a tougher one. Magic is definitely the better creator. I think he gets his teammates more involved, even though LeBron does a lot of the same things as Magic, just maybe not as good. But LeBron's physicality, that might tip the scale for me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because Magic could play all five positions, but I think the way LeBron plays, like LeBron could be a center if he wanted to.
Oh yeah, he could definitely. He'd probably out rebound Tristan Thompson.
And that's the other thing. Like, I don't think as great a facilitator as Magic was, I don't think he was ever the scorer that LeBron can be at times. Mm-hmm. It's close. It's much closer to me than LeBron and Kobe. But I think I just might slightly give the edge to King James, if nothing else, just to make Jermaine mad. He's sitting at home listening to the show right now. How you gonna say LeBron is better than Magic? I just said it.
Well, at least we didn't mention Jordan's name, so.
we'll save that until after the Cavs end up shocking us and winning the finals.
Yeah, if that happens, still not better than Jordan. There you go.
No, still not better than Jordan. Although I will say, if they beat this team, he's beaten a tougher challenge than Jordan ever had to face.
That is true.
Because this team is like they literally are the Monstars from Space Jam. And Draymond Green may be more literally than any of them. if you hit him high, I'm going to hit him low. Oh, man. But on that note, Marcus, it's getting close to tip off. Actually, it's not. But, for the sake of the theater of the mind, we'll pretend like it's getting close to tip off. So tonight, who do you think is going to win game one? I know we both said the Warriors are going to win the series. Do you think there's a way Cleveland can come out and steal a game, the first game tonight?
I think if they're going to steal one of the two in Golden State, it'll be tonight. But I think the Warriors are going to win by, I'm going to say 10.
Ooh, okay, okay.
The spread is 7, by the way.
So you think it'll be close and then they just pull away late, or will they have that 10-point lead pretty much the whole game?
No, I think they'll have like a double-digit lead for most of the game where Cleveland will try to make runs here and there but really can't get over the hump.
Mm. For me, it depends on like what LeBron we get tonight. Like, are we going to get to see the LeBron that is driving to the basket, the LeBron that is taking the game on his shoulders? Because if Cleveland is to win this series, I think it's going to have to be LeBron basically Debo in this whole damn series.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we get passive, and not to say that, you know, the LeBron that stands outside and shoots three-pointers is not a good LeBron, because he's been surprisingly good this postseason from three. But I don't think that's how you're going to beat the Warriors. LeBron's got to take charge, and if he does, I could see them stealing game one. But I don't know. I think the Warriors are going to be hyped. The Warriors are going to be ready for this. They've been waiting a year for this series to start. So I think the Warriors win game one, and we begin to march to the inevitable, Marcus.
All right. We shall see.
Oh, yes. Welcome to what we've all been waiting for all season.
Yeah.
It's all been leading up to this. So be careful what you wish for sometimes. And sometimes you might get it. And like Marcus and I have said, this has all the markings of a gentleman's sweep if LeBron doesn't do something superhuman in this series.
Which he's capable of doing. Let's not.
Which he is capable of doing. So I think that's where we'll kind of end things this week on a Royal Rant edition of the Kings of Sport, a special NBA Finals preview. Let's see. The next time we talk, how many games? That should be the biggest question. Over under. Next time we talk, how many games will we have played in the finals?
What, two? No. Like three? Three at the most, probably.
Yeah, at the most. Because, spoiler alert, even if this is a short series, it's not going to be... if it's a short series in terms of games, it's going to be a long series in terms of time span between them games.
Yeah.
So, a sweep could take... You know, like, you could have a four-game sweep and it still take us 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, which would just be sad. Like, if Golden State gets up 3-0... It's like, oh, man, I got to wait a whole week for this? Damn you, Adam Silver. So that's going to do it for this week, Marcus. But I got to say, I'm excited for this. It's been a long week, man, a long vacation week for me. And I know it's been a long week for you having to follow up this whole Bryce Harper debacle, but now we can kick back and enjoy this NBA Finals, man.
Oh, Bryce Harper.
That's your boy. Bryce Harper, who I don't know if it's just me, Marcus, maybe, you know, being a wrestling fan, but the more I see Bryce Harper, the more I see Seth Rollins. like Bryce Harper looks like the architect.
Bryce, listen, I there's only so many times people can use the, he's only 24, he doesn't, you know, come on. He's been in baseball 5 years now, he knows better.
So, who's real quick, were you on Harper's side or were you on the Giants side?
I felt like Bryce should have just walked the first. Yeah. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Listen. Mike Morris got concussed in that fight. He could have been injured.
Was that from a Samardzija?
From Samardzija crashing head. Yeah, they bumped heads and he got concussed. And now he's on the DL. It's not worth the risk. He's the face of the franchise. He's pretty much the face of baseball at this point.
Your boy Trout's out.
Yeah. You gotta really protect yourself and be smart. and going out and trying to fight, because that wasn't much of a fight despite how it looked.
The helmet throw is my favorite part, yeah. Though.
That was the sign right there where he wasn't even, you know, going to do anything. He connected, but it was more like a mush to the face, not a punch.
It was like a hard mush.
Yeah. So at some point,
it wasn't your boy. Who was the dude that stole on Joey Bats?
Odor.
It wasn't an Odor punch. It was just kind of like, you know, he made contact. And I'm sure, you know, caught him by surprise, but no, it wasn't a knockout.
Yeah.
So I guess what Marcus is saying, to use your own terminology, Brother Harper, is that was a clown move, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have the rare instance with Marcus siding with the Giants.
Yes, I know.
Anything is possible. So, on that note, Marcus, let's call it a show. If the people want to get in touch with you and discuss more about our conversation about LeBron and Magic, where can they find you on Twitter?
You can find me on social media at Marco Will, MarcoWill.
You can find me on Twitter at N8, MozaiK, at Nate Mosaic on Twitter. Follow the show at Cospod, KOS_POD. Cospod on Twitter. Hit us up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/thekingsofsport. And subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, leave us a review if you don't mind. Rate, review, and let us know your thoughts on the show. And finally, if you do like what Marcus and I are doing here on the Kings of Sport, share the show with your friends, because you don't want to be selfish. You don't want to be petty. You don't want to be Draymond Green. You want to be nice and lovable like Steph Curry and just pass things out to people. So I was going to say give your friends an assist, but that didn't roll off the tongue. do us a solid and do your friends a solid, and let them know what we're doing over here at the Kings of Sport. We'll be back next week with more NBA Finals talk. Spoiler alert, Marcus, I was going to talk some hockey this week, but after the Predators got down 0-2, I'm kind of done with hockey.
You're giving up.
I'm giving up. I'm throwing in, waving the white flag.
Oh, the catfish, one of the two.
The cat, yeah. Is that a catfish in your pants? You happy to see me?
What's that smell?
I could have gone somewhere, but I'm not.
Yeah, we'll keep it clean.
So I was going to talk hockey this week, but no. I was so excited when the Stanley Cup finals started, Marcus. Like, I even thought about calling TJ and having TJ on to talk hockey with us.
Because of PK?
Yeah. But now I'm like, well, because of PK, and also because, you know, it's Nashville. Like, mm-hmm. It's like we got a Southern
the
team
South.
In the
yeah.
I was excited to talk some hockey. And like, now I'm like, you know what? I'm good. See you next year, NHL. we're not talking hockey next week unless Nashville makes a miraculous comeback. But we will be talking NBA. We will be talking ratchetness and foolishness, which is abundant in this world that we live in. And we'll also have a burger review from Marcus Vandenberg.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that. Again, thank you for downloading the show. And we will catch you back here next week for an all-new edition of the world's most dangerous sportscast, the Kings of Sport. So unless you got anything else, Marcus, let's call it a show.
All right, let's do it.
All right, enjoy the finals, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. For Marcus Vandenberg, I am the Godfather, Nate Milton. Hey, Kathy Griffin, keep your head up. Cause you've been down with the king. The final countdown. Well, that's it for this edition of the Royal Rant. Agree with our take? Think we're off base? Or maybe you've got something completely different that you need to vent about. Well, tell us why you're mad on Facebook, facebook.com/thekingofsport, or on Twitter, Cospod on Twitter. That's KOS underscore POD, Cospod on Twitter.
Time is really wasted. There's no guarantee. Smile is in the making. We gotta fight the powers that be. Got so many voices.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?